Hey guys, I really do hope this podcast helps you. I've just created this just now in my flat, and it's just a very honest podcast again, just sharing like a vulnerable story of my own. I share my number one tip for quitting porn, which I really hope helps somebody. And I've had quite a few messages lately actually by podcast listeners, which has been really nice. It's been great to hear from you guys. And if anyone does want to help out in any way at all, then there is one small thing you can do, which is leave a 5-star review. That just tells me that you are listening to these and you do care and that you are committed to quitting porn. So thanks so much for listening, and let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome back to the Finally Quit Porn podcast. This will just be a short episode. I was walking down the road literally about an hour ago. I'd had about 2 or 3 hours in deep work, doing a lot of content, creating a lot of content for this new program that we're launching soon. And yeah, you can get emails as well, by the way. So I'm going to try to send out one email a week, which is just going to be packed full of free content from within the program. So that's at www.thomasmolyneux.com. But anyway, I'm walking down the road and I was just like thinking, I wouldn't mind a cookie right now. Like, honestly, there's a Sainsbury's local at the bottom of the road. And I was like, right, if I walk about 3 minutes down there, I can get a cookie or maybe some fizzy fangs. They're like these sort of jelly-like sour sweets. They're quite nice. So I was thinking about that. And then I was like, actually, I don't really want those sweets. I don't really want a cookie because it's not very good for my health. And I was like, okay, well, I can't have that. I kind of noticed myself say like, yeah, I can't go and have the cookie. I can't have the sweets or something along those lines. It was almost like below the thinking level. It's probably somewhere in my subconscious. I kind of had this feeling of, yeah, I shouldn't really do that. You know when you have like an urge or a desire for something, but then a part of you is like, yeah, I shouldn't do that. You know, it's not good for me. And that was deprivation. That was the feeling of deprivation, which isn't talked about at all. It's the first component within our program, is learning about deprivation thinking. And it was interesting because then I said to myself as I was walking, because thoughts change the way we feel, and so it made a massive difference. So I was feeling the deprivation. I was thinking, oh, I shouldn't do that. I can't do that. That's not really a good thing to do for myself. Carry on walking. And my thought changed because I now know what I know from Mary. I just went, actually, you know what? I can do whatever the F I want. I can do whatever I want. Like, and it just changed. The way I felt just changed. I carried on walking, and honestly, I was just feeling good again. I was feeling free and open and light. And I was like, yeah, I can just do whatever I want. And it was a crazy feeling. And I've had it a lot over the last few months, just this feeling of, you know what? There's literally no boundaries on what I can do in the sense of addiction, like in the sense of craving and compulsive desire. There is no boundary. I can do whatever I want. And it's so freeing. And that's why I feel better now on day 60, whatever, I don't even know. Day 60 something of quitting porn than I did on day 150. Because I remember last year on day 150, I was feeling kind of like, oh, I just want to go and have a break, a relief from all of this, and just a bit exhausted. And I was craving looking at porn. And I didn't realise back then that, you know what, this is just 100% your choice. This is an option. So deprivation thinking, learning about that, absolute revelation. It's not, well, hopefully it will have a revolution against the porn industry. That's what I'd like, really, because it's a horrible industry. But yeah, the point is, deprivation thinking is a game changer. So when you can just notice yourself on some sort of level, maybe it's going on in the subconscious, you notice like, oh, I can't engage in that behavior. You got to switch it up. You got to realize like, actually, I can. It's an option. It's a choice. I'm free. I'm the free one. I'm in control. I'm the empowered one. Get into the mindset of doing this and practice it. Every time you have that thought, I want to look at porn, but I can't look at porn, shift it up. You can look at porn. It's your choice. Obviously, it's an option. It's always there. You can't get rid of it. It's always going to be an option for you for the rest of your life, is to look at porn. This is where 99% of people go wrong. Even like therapists, even like real experts or apparent experts on addiction, they don't give you the choice. They'll focus on the triggers instead. Focus on how you feel and maybe try and go into your childhood trauma or whatever. But if you don't acknowledge that this is a choice, this is an option, You won't ever be free because freedom is found in choices. And I'm going to keep on saying this stuff. I'm going to keep on trying to help people, even if it's a 5-minute podcast like this one. I just got to get this message out there because, you know, over 9 years, 10 years, however long it was, of having ups and downs, having these streaks, feeling tired, ashamed, frustrated with myself, kind of feeling like a part of me was hidden from the rest of the world, feeling anxious and worried about my next relapse and maybe not drinking alcohol for a few weeks or deleting all my social media. I used to have quite a few followers on Instagram when I was younger, like 15. And then I deleted Instagram because I kept relapsing going on Instagram. And I just got so sick of it. I remember this one day. This is sad. This is really sad. But this one day, I was with my girlfriend. And I was probably about 18, actually. Maybe 20. Something like that. It's all like a bit of a blur now. But I was with this girl, and a good-looking girl. And we were in bed together. And I wanted to have sex. She didn't want to have sex. So I'm laying in bed next to her. I get my phone out and go on Instagram and I masturbate over stuff on Instagram next to her in the bed. That's probably the lowest I've been. I mean, can you imagine that? Horrible, horrible stuff. She broke up with me a few months later. That's kind of when I got into this journey and started taking this stuff even more serious and got into self-development, but then kept on spiraling out of control and, you know, the addiction just got stronger due to intermittent reinforcement. But anyway, that's the number one tip I'm going to give you today is realize this is a choice, it's an option, and you are free to do whatever you want. And honestly, being free on the other side, it's like going through a tunnel. Everything's dark, and then on the other side, you enter like the lightness, and I just can't even describe how good it feels to be here right now and how grateful I am as well. I'm so, so grateful. So grateful, and I know this is possible for every single person listening. If there's anyone listening to this who doesn't feel 100% free right now, I know it's possible for you. And I want this for you so, so much. So much. So we'll keep on going. There's more podcasts to come. I've got two others that I need to edit and send out, so I'll do those soon. But yeah, I'm just wishing everyone a really good day. Remember, this is a choice. This is an option. You're free to do what you want. And there's nothing wrong with you for having this problem because society is so messed up right now. I believe in you. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Goodbye.